On Capitol Hill today, Democratic senators and foreign policy analysts warned that North Korea poses a far graver threat than Iraq. They blasted the Bush administration for not talking directly with Pyongyang to keep it from becoming a nuclear power in Asia. The Pentagon has just sent heavy bombers to the Pacific to keep North Korea in check, though critics argue that may only escalate the crisis. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle said the U.S. can't ignore North Korea, even as it deals with Iraq.
We have watched North Korea take one dangerous step after another. Each step brings North Korea close to possessing scores of nuclear weapons. Each step brings the region closer to a nuclear arms race.
Daschle released a report by the Democrats' newly formed National Security Advisory Group. One member, former Defense Secretary William Perry, described North Korea as the most dangerous place in the world.
We cannot wait this out. In a few months, the North Koreans could have 5 or 6 nuclear bombs. That fundamentally changes the situation.
Democrats accused the Bush administration of downplaying the crisis. News reports today suggested the Bush administration seems to be accepting a nuclear North Korea. Michigan Senator Carl Levin said that would be a radical change in U.S. policy.
We have said that the Korean Peninsula should not become nuclear. It is totally unacceptable for that to happen. And it seems to me any shift from that policy will send a horrendous message, not just not just in Asia, but also to Iran.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer denied that the Bush administration is resigned to a nuclear North Korea, but some congressional sources suggested the administration may be floating that idea to put pressure on regional allies. Fleischer today repeated his hope that Russia and China would use their leverage.
Much is on the line for China and Russia in what North Korea does. They do not want to see a nuclear-armed North Korea. It is not in their interest. And the more help that is brought to this matter by China and Russia, the stronger the diplomacy will be to convince North Korea not to proceed.
As the Bush administration continues to seek a regional approach, it's sending B-52 bombers to the Pacific to deter North Korea if war breaks out in Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said he gave the order before Sunday's incident when North Korean MiG fighters intercepted a U.S. surveillance plane. Rumsfeld insisted North Korea should not see the deployment as a hostile act.
It's appropriate for the United States to look around the globe and say, where might someone think of taking advantage of that situation with respect to Iraq and see that we're properly arranged so that the appropriate deterrence and defense capabilities are there. There's certainly nothing in any way that's aggressive or threatening or hostile to anything the United States has done.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright sees otherwise.
That kind of a deployment without moving forward on the proposal of direct talks may in fact have exactly the opposite effect given what others have said about the paranoia of the North Koreans and their misinterpretation of any number of signals.
Albright, who appeared with the Democratic senators today, insisted that talking directly to the North is not appeasement, but a way to deliver a message that North Korea must halt its suspected nuclear weapons program. Bush administration officials insist they are still working with regional allies on a multilateral approach. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.